Next Tuesday is Election Day. If that news produced a sharp intake of breath, relax. It's only Election Day for the voters of one county, Jackson County. Voters there are deciding the fate of a countywide measure, number 15-133, with the simple title, Tax Producers and Sellers of Medical and Non-Medical Marijuana. This is the latest effort to get a local pot tax on the books before Oregon's recreational marijuana law takes effect in the middle of the year. There are questions about whether such local taxes will even stand up under the law. Many communities pass them anyway, in the hope that having them on the books would have them grandfathered in before the state law fires up. Jackson County commissioners passed the tax ordinance in November, and a public yes vote is required to affirm the commissioners' vote. We will discuss pot taxes generally in our Vents Day segment later in the hour. Right now, we'll talk to Michael Johnson, who is the general manager of Talent Health Club. Notice the initials THC. It is a medical marijuana dispensary based in Talent, Oregon, and he's in our studio with us. Thanks for joining us once again, Michael.
Thank you, Jeffrey. It's my pleasure.
So many communities put moratoria on medical marijuana dispensaries into effect. How hard was it for you to get started?
Luckily, opening up in Talent was not too challenging. Talent City Council was very open-minded, listened to leaders in the industry, and now there's three licenses that have been given in Talent.
So there are three dispensaries or just three licenses?
Two are open. Mm-hmm. One is about to open.
All right. Well, that's a large number of dispensaries, it seems like, for a town that size.
Yeah, I think it's because of the moratoriums that business owners who are looking into other cities and other areas of Jackson County kind of funneled into Talent.
Right. We're just taking a guess on your general position on this particular tax measure, but why don't you expand upon that?
Yeah, thank you. So I am here to urge residents to vote no. In my opinion, this ordinance is just full of problems. First, you know, in legalizing recreational marijuana, the state clearly bans any local and municipal taxes. In Section 42 of Measure 91 states, no county or city of this state shall impose any fee or tax in connection with the purchase, sale, production, processing, transportation, and delivery of marijuana items. Section 58 also takes it further and says, state law shall be paramount and superior to and shall fully replace and supersede any and all municipal charter enactments or local ordinances inconsistent with it. See, the state knows there's a robust black market for marijuana in Oregon. And for these new regulated systems to work, we have to incentivize consumers and producers alike to participate. The OLCC and the legislature know that if taxes become too high, it will only encourage the black market. See, the drafters of Measure 91 consulted economists, academics, leaders in the industry to come up with the perfect amount of taxation, not too high and not too low, because only with that careful taxation can you bring the consumers and the producers to join this legal marketplace. Washington learned this the hard way. They put in a 25% tax at the grower level and a 25% tax on the retail level. This overtaxation has really hurt the rollout of their program. And because of that, their tax revenue on the state level have been much lower than their counterpart, Colorado, who has a different tax system. Secondly, the county isn't differentiating between medical and recreational marijuana.
I noticed that in particular with this one, yes.
Putting taxes on medicine just doesn't seem right. There's currently no extra taxes on pharmaceutical medicine in our county, and I don't expect to see extra taxes at the pharmacy the next time I'm in. The county is also asking for double taxation. They'd like taxes on the producer level, and they'd like taxes on the retail level. This is just simply too much and something the market's not going to bear. In real business terms, the producers and the retailers are going to be passing this extra taxation onto the customer. When this extra tax is added into the price of the marijuana, the majority of customers are going to go elsewhere, either the black market or to a neighboring county where retail marijuana could be much more affordable.
So, can I guess that you would not favor a local tax, even if it were just on the recreational stuff, not on the medical stuff as well?
Correct, and that's just because the state put in the perfect amount of taxes, according to economists and industry leaders. The state asked for $35 an ounce for flowers, $10 per ounce on trim, and $5 per immature marijuana plant. The county is asking for the exact same amount of taxes. So compared to producers in Josephine County, for example, if this ordinance passes, Jackson County producers would be paying double taxes once recreational marijuana comes into effect.
What do you make of this scramble to pass a lot of these local tax measures in several counties and municipalities around the state of Oregon before the state marijuana, recreational marijuana law takes effect?
You know, it's a pretty simple theory. They feel like they're going to be grandfathered in. Municipalities would like a piece of the pie. Everybody's seen what's going on in Colorado and Washington. There's great economic potential. And municipalities in Oregon, most of which are struggling financially, would like a little bit of help, which is understandable. But the state supersedes their wishes. And in passing Measure 91, the state made it clear that they want top-down control of taxation and distribution of revenue to ensure that this system flourishes and doesn't flop.
Michael Johnson's our guest on the Jefferson Exchange, general manager at the Talent Health Club, a medical marijuana dispensary in Talent, Oregon. And you can check out his picture on Facebook and join our discussion at 800-838-3760 around the region. By email, jx@jeffnet.org. Bear in mind, we'll continue to talk about medical marijuana taxes generally in our Vents Day segment later in the hour. But here's a call from Bill in Medford. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange with Michael Johnson.
Oh, good morning. I agree with the gentleman. I'm not attempting to advance the interest of marijuana growth. In fact, I voted no on ballot measure 91, but the county board of commissioners really blundered when they decided to put this ballot measure to the people. It's going to cost an estimated amount of about $100,000, and the chances of the tax being enforceable by being grandfathered in are slim to none. So what it's basically doing is it's costing us $100,000 as taxpayers just to vote for a tax that's not going anywhere. So I'm really, as much as let's put it this way, the Board of County Commissioners blundered, and the public needs to vote no on this thing.
Bill, the $100,000 is just the cost of the election. Is that what you're referring to?
Yeah, the cost of the election. And now my next question to the Board of Commissioners, if this thing passes, is are you going to spend more of our tax money trying to defend this thing in court? Because, as I say, it's my opinion that the thing is indefensible.
All right. Thanks for the call, Bill. Appreciate that. Michael, any thoughts to add there?
Yeah, obviously, I agree with Bill. I think he's got a great point, and I'm also concerned about the amount of money that was spent on this election.
One of the things about passing ordinances for counties, particularly when they've got lots of cities, and in Jackson County there are 10 municipalities within the borders of the good. So this would really affect, and it very specifically says so in the measure, would only be in effect in the unincorporated areas of Jackson County, which does include one fairly heavily populated unincorporated area, White City. But so, for example, in your case, is THC within Talent City limits or just outside city limits?
It's inside Talent City limits, and therefore this tax wouldn't be effective for our retail sales. The major concern I have with this tax is how it taxes marijuana production. Jackson County is a real hub of outdoor marijuana production in particular, and this is something that is an export commodity for Jackson County. We can take a product that we grow here, take it to Eugene, take it to Bend, take it to Portland, sell it in these urban areas, and bring money back to our county. So by, you know, placing providers down here in Jackson County at an extra disadvantage, it's just really shooting ourselves in the foot when we have a budding industry here, no pun intended, that really needs some encouragement.
Until next Tuesday. Election ballots have to be turned back in by next Tuesday, March 10th, so 6 days still left to vote. Any discussions with your own with legislators or lawyers about whether any local taxes might stick? I mean, you're quite convinced, it seems, that this isn't going to fly under the state law.
Yeah, most people on the state level say this is not going to stick. They believe that there's going to need to be a lawsuit to sort this out, which is just going to cost more taxpayer money on the state level and on the county level. But the state's pretty clear and emphatic that local taxes are not going to stand.
Let's talk about the process of trying to get ready just for the legal part of things. I was asking you, last time we were in here, the owner of Talent Health Club joined you as well. And you mentioned that he's not available today, and it sounds like there's quite a bit of activity going on among producers of marijuana to get ready for the legalization on July 1st. Tell us about that whole process.
Yeah, very much so, especially down here in Jackson County. You know, we have a really special climate and geography here in Jackson County, which make producing medical cannabis pretty simple compared to the humidity, the rain, the lack of sunshine in other parts of Oregon. So we have a really interesting opportunity, and Jackson County growers are ramping up right now to, you know, really get after this and to have an economy that's robust, that creates jobs, revenue, potentially tourism. There's a lot of innovation going on right now. And really, Jackson County growers, they want to turn Jackson County into the new Napa Valley. And we feel like we have that potential, but only with the support of our representatives, our county commissioners, and our community can we really turn this into something special.
Any discussions with you and any of the other folks at Talent Health Club with the county commissioners about putting this on the ballot?
No, that's something I'm definitely upset about, is I wish the county commissioners could have reached out to industry leaders, be they dispensary owners, extractors, growers, and get a little bit of input. One thing that's clear here is that the county commissioners didn't understand how these taxes would be in line with the current value of marijuana. When you really analyze it, an outdoor pound of marijuana is worth, let's say, roughly $1,200. The taxes being asked by the county are $560 per pound. That's close to a 50% tax. The state, once recreational passes, is asking for the same amount. So now we're getting close to 100% tax. For trim, on the other hand, the county's asking for $160 per pound tax on marijuana leaves. The value right now in the medical marketplace is between $80 and $150 for that pound of leaves. So we're at over 100% tax rate for that product. And it's clear that, you know, no input was given from the industry on these taxes, or else they never would have come up with these numbers.
I can see where some people would begin to get confused at this point, because the Measure 19, or Measure 91, as passed, is silent about medical marijuana, isn't it? Isn't it just
Correct.
Dealing with recreational?
Correct.
All right. So no, is there any taxation at the state level then for medical marijuana, which is the business you're currently in?
No.
But are you planning then to get into the recreational business?
Absolutely. Yeah. The medical marketplace in Oregon right now, just from a business perspective, is relatively small. There's less than 80,000 patients in the state right now. And once recreational goes into effect, we're anticipating, you know, significant jump in customer base.
Customer base for all marijuana, you mean?
Correct.
Because people wouldn't have to go through the medical program anymore.
Correct.
Do you foresee then perhaps a dropping in the ranks of the people who've got the prescriptions?
That's kind of hard to say, especially because of the different taxes on medical and recreational. There is going to be an incentive for medical marijuana patients to stay medical marijuana patients, because they're going to have a lot more affordable medicine.
I was going to ask if it would be that much cheaper then.
Yeah, it will be.
Interesting. So a lot of stuff you're trying to pull together here, in addition to having the county vote on this going on at the same time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, another problem with this measure is that these taxes would be retroactive. The county is asking for taxes back to December 1st of 2014, which in and of itself just seems unfair. We have business owners here in Jackson County who have been selling their medical marijuana around the state, bringing in income, and they haven't been setting aside money to pay these taxes, and now they're going to come out of thin air. And if this ordinance passes, Jackson County wants to start collecting in April, retroactively, back to December 1st.
I see that, April 1st. Why December 1st? Any idea why that date was chosen?
No idea.
Because it's a kind of a random date. It's not really right smack in the middle of the fiscal year. It's not the beginning of a fiscal year or anything quite like that.
Yeah, it is kind of random.
Taking a lot of work, it sounds like, to be in the marijuana business these days, medical or otherwise, because you have a lot of unknowns still looming ahead of you.
Yeah, it is taking a lot of work. You know, a lot of business owners get to focus on running their business, where right now marijuana business owners are having to spend part-time running their business, but a significant amount of time organizing politically and to make sure that we get a system that works for everybody. Because we know if this system gets rolled out and is ineffective, it's going to flop. The state will not get the revenue it needs. The municipalities will not get the revenue it needs. And we won't get this thing off the ground.
We have an email here from Mike, no town given. He says, this is just the latest poor decision by our county leaders. Apparently, education isn't a requirement for leadership. The county commissioners are essentially rejecting tax revenue for themselves and keeping the black market intact. It is no wonder Jackson County is continually the poorest in the state. That an email from Mike. We'll take more emails like that in our Events Day segment coming up because one of our topics is marijuana and taxation of it. Michael Johnson has joined us for this segment. He's the general manager at the Talent Health Club. Michael, thank you for that.
Yeah, thank you, Jeffrey.